الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing from yesterday's topic, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we are going to resurrect the dead people. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, and we are writing whatever they are sending forth or forward, وَآثَارَهُمْ, and their footprints as well. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامِ مُبِينٍ, and everything we have gathered in our book. Now, yesterday I explained a little bit about the amal and actions are recorded, and inshallah it will be presented with the witnesses, four kind of witnesses in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one will be able to deny or reject any act, because it will be clear cut, blueprint, black and white, and with so many witnesses. So no one will have any excuse to refuse or reject. They have to admit and accept. Another explanation Mufassirin has given, وَآثَارَهُمْ, that their footprints. Footprints, where I explained yesterday one meaning and one, explanation, that whatever a person has left over, صَدَقَةُ الْجَارِيَةِ, Sunnatul Hasana or Sunnatul Sayyi'ah, a good, things to remain and people are following, and he will get the reward for that, even he is in the grave. And other thing is, some person started bad thing and he passed away, but still that bad thing is existed in this world. So whoever will follow it or practice upon it, a person will get sin, and nothing will be reduced from the person who is doing and practicing upon it. So both will get the sin similarly. Another meaning, ulama explained, وَآثَارَهُمْ, footprints, real footprints. When a person is walking on the sands or in the mud, then there the footprints remains. Even he walked down, he's no more on that place, he's walked forward, but his footprints still remain on that same place. Likewise, person will die, but his amal will, the athar of that amal or good thing or bad thing will remain after his demise also, and it will continue as it is. The another meaning, what ulama explained, that a person is coming to the masjid. It comes in the riwayat, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person is making wudu ablution at home, and his intention is that he is going to go to the masjid to perform the salat with congregation, with the jamaat. So the moment he steps out from his house and he walks towards the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every step he's taking towards masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him one reward and erase one sin and elevate his status in paradise one. So for example, if he's taking 500 steps from his house to masjid, or 1,000 steps from his house to masjid, so as many steps he's taking, that many sins will be forgiven, that many ajr he will be getting and rewarded, and that many status he will be elevated in the highest position into paradise. This is the exact meaning of وَآثَارَهُمْ. That's why there are so many virtues and benefits to come to the masjid. So by coming to the masjid, another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, very famous hadith we heard so many times, that if you pray salat at home or anywhere else, you will get the reward of one salat for us, right? But if you come to the masjid, your sawab and reward will multiply, and for the same salat, from the same namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the reward 27 to 25. Different riwayat, one riwayat 25 times, another riwayat 27 times. More reward for the same salat a person will get it. And that is one of the benefits. So that's why another, so that 27 or 25 times he's getting for performing salat. That is one reward for performing salat, right? Another reward, wa atharahum, that as many steps he has taken walking down towards the masjid, that reward of his steps, footsteps, will be extra. That reward will be extra, other than the praying salat. Whatever reward he will get for the salat, this coming to the masjid, going back from the masjid, that will be a separate reward for that. Another riwayat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when a person comes to the masjid with the intention that he is going to perform the salat with congregation, and he make wudu at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a one hajj and umrah which is maqbool, accepted. Just imagine, if you come 5 times to the masjid and perform wudu at home, every day in your book of deed, it will be written 5 hajj and 5 umrah, and that hajj and umrah also accepted, maqbool hajj, no doubt about it. Just imagine when a people go to hajj and umrah, they had to spend $8,000 to $10,000 or maybe $15,000. They have to go through with all hardships, customs and airport and luggage and this and that. And physically, they have to spend 5 days in Mina and Arafat and do all the rituals, Safa and Tawaf and Marwa and Sa'i and Jamarat and what and what. Then their Hajj is completed, right? And after completion of the Hajj, there is no guarantee, after spending money, after spending time, after taking all these efforts, there is no guarantee that his Hajj is accepted or not. He will only know in the Yawmul Qiyamah when he will get the reward, or his Hajj was rejected for some reason, or he did not fulfill the rites of the Hajj, he made so many mistakes, he could not control his gaze, etc., etc. So after spending money and time and effort, there is no guarantee his Hajj is accepted or not. Here, without spending money, without, you know, taking time, without making any effort, just a person has to make wudu at home nicely and walk down towards the masjid, there and there he gets a reward of Hajj and Umrah accepted, guaranteed. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants all the Muslims, all the male of the town and community to come to the masjid. That's why masjid has been built. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi alladhi bi Bakkah mubarakun wa hudal lil-alamin. The masjid has been built for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we would all have to pray salat at home, we don't have to build a masjid in the town. We don't need masjid then. Everyone can pray at home. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the unity amongst the Muslims, and unity, one of the form of the unity, that you must stand together in the saf and in the row and bow down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Yadullahi alal jama'ah. The hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nusrat and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the jama'at, upon the group, upon the congregation. So we should make all the efforts to get all these rewards which has been promised in the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to benefit maximum and get all the rewards in our book of deeds which we need on the Yawmul Qiyamah. So this asarahum, or may I explain, this is what the meaning is. A person is coming to the masjid, his footsteps, he will get the reward for that. There is one hadith that Banu Salima was a big tribe in Madina Munawara, Ansar. And they used to live further from the Masjidun Nabawi, where Masjidun Nabawi is built. Their houses, their location was little further, where in today's time is Masjid Quba. And those people who go for Hajj and Umrah, they know where is Masjid Quba is. So there it is very far. And to walk down from Masjid Quba to Masjid Nabawi is not easy. It takes time. It's a long distance. So there was some barren land, was empty nearby Masjid Nabawi, and it was for sale. So when this Banu Salima, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they came to know there is a plot is available nearby Masjid Nabawi. So they intend to purchase that land and wanted to build their houses nearby masjid so they can have convenient to come to the masjid all five times and pray salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But where they were living nearby Quba, it was difficult for them all five times to walk down, especially Fajr time and Isha time. It was a darkness. There was no light system over there. So it was very hard for them to walk every night and every morning. So they intend to build, purchase that land nearby Masjid al-Nabawi and to build their houses. So they can join the Salat with the Jama'ah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. When Rasulullah came to know about it, he stopped them. He called them and said, "O Banu Salman, this is what I heard. Is it true?" They said, Yeah, Rasulullah, yes. We are trying to, because it's very hard and difficult for us to walk down from our houses. So it will be convenient. We won't waste our time. We will spend more time in your company in this way. It will be close to our house. So it will be convenient for us. Rasulullah said that, "O Banu Salma, my advice for you people is you remain where you are. Because when you're coming from far distance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding you every single time when you're walking down from your houses to my masjid. You will get all that rewards." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read this verse in front of them. So advise them not to come close to the masjid, rather stay away from the masjid, and you make an effort and sacrifice a little bit and come down from there, so you will get all the rewards of your walking distance. So that's why my brothers, and especially my brothers, if you live a little further, don't get lazy. "Oh, I have to drive 15 minutes, 20 minutes, come to the masjid." No, think about it. And Ulama explained, today we are not walking. We are all driving our cars. Alhamdulillah, it's a great bounty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have to walk. So they say, how are you going to count? Because Hadith says that you get reward when you walk down for every step. Now we are driving. We are not walking. So are we deprived of this reward and sawab? Ulama explained, no. In today's terms, you can just compare. Your walking is like, your wheel is going one round. So that on one round is regarded like one step. So as many rounds your wheel is running from your masjid, from your house to the masjid, that many reward in sawab you will get, inshallah. Allah is very merciful. Allah will not deprive us from this kind of reward. Try to come from the far distance, and sometime you must park your car a little bit further and try to come a few steps towards the masjid, and that's how you can fulfill this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sunnah of Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They always to walk down towards the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Now from here, the incident is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as I said, in the beginning period of Meccan life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's risalat and nabuwat and prophethood and preaching was very, very hard and difficult. This kuffar were just rejecting and all the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no effect on their hearts. Their hearts were already darkened and nothing was affecting to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving this example of the village and addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are one of the Rasul. Remember, you are one of the messenger of Allah. And this is what all the messengers before you had went through with this kind of difficulties and hardships. They preach and people did not accept and they rejected. So you are one of those and you have to go through the same path. People will not accept and people will mock on you, people will trouble you, people will, cause hardship to you. So you be patient and continue doing your tabligh and preaching and inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. You must give them the example of the people of the village. Now, the Qur'an-i-Majid is very authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a book of fairy tale. This is not for the enjoyment or nighttime story. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the name of the village Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention those three messengers who were sent down to preach and invite the people of this particular village towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not mentioned. Quran is silent about it. So we should not bother, we should not have curiosity of which village was there and where is this village and what and what. We should not go in detail. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention, so we should not dig down to know about it, because this is regardless, this is insignificant. Whatever matter, whatever message has been conveyed and delivered, that's important for us. We have to take the lesson from this story, and we don't have to go, we don't have to worry about the details. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mention what village this was. So it is silent. But Mufassirin and Ulama later on, they dig down a little bit, and it is said, is written in the book of Tafasir, that was Antakya. The town was Antakya, Antioch, which was in the border of Syria and Turkey. And today also that city is still in existence. So it is in those days, this Antakya or Antioch was very famous city of Sham, Syria. And Syria in those days was very big country, including Jordan and Palestine and all this small country, which now is broken down. So nevertheless, that was one of the city of Syria, Sham. So is Ja'al Mursalun. So to invite these people, to guide these people of this town, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the messengers. Is Ja'al Mursalun. The messengers came to this town, to this village. Is Arsalna ilayhim usnain fakadzabuhuma fa'azzazna bithalisin. When we send down towards them our two messengers together, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his wisdom send down a couple of messengers instead of one messenger. Most of the time used to be one messenger, but sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send down two messengers. Like in case of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him nabuwat, he requested Allah, Ya Allah, I have little stuttering in my tongue, I cannot express myself properly, people don't understand when I talk. Please say, make my brother, elder brother Harun, also prophet, grant him also prophethood. So he is very eloquent in the speech, so he will help me out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the request of Musa alayhi salam, and there and there he made Hazrat Harun alayhi salam also Nabi of Allah. So both brothers were Nabi of Allah at the same time. Likewise, in time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, father and son, they were both Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same period. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, likewise Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam, Zakaria alayhi salam, and this side Yahya alayhi salam, his son, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. They were cousin, Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam, and they were prophet at the same time. So sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send down a couple of messenger instead of one. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down first two messengers. When they rejected them, and they say, فَقَدْذَبُهُمَا, they say, no, you people are liar, we don't accept your invitation. فَعَزَّزْنَاهَا, Allah ta'ala said, we give them extra support to our messengers, بِثَالِسِن. Now we send down the third one. So in the same locality, in the same town, now there are three messengers all together at one place at one time. فَقَالُوا, they all three said to the people of the town, "Inna ilaykum mursalun," that verily we came towards you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalu ma antum illa basharun mithluna. They say, no. The people of village, they say, no, you people are not the messengers of Allah. You are just the human being like us, flesh and bone, like we have flesh and bone skin. Bashar, it comes from the bishr, and bishr means the skin. The kind of skin we have, you people have the same kind of skin. the kind of nose and eyes and body structure we have, you people have same thing. So what's extraordinary? Why you people are claiming? What is the proof of yours that you are the prophet of Allah or messenger of Allah? You look for us, you just look the same like us. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We don't believe Rahman has been sent down anything upon you or prophethood or the wahi or revelation to you people. Rahman, the most merciful. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْزِبُونَ. We think and we believe that you people are only lying. So this kind of takzeeb was common and general amongst the people. And same thing happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Meccan Quraysh used to say that you are not the prophet of Allah, but you are nauzubillah, you are a liar. So they used to call him liar, they used to call him magician, they used to call him sahir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by narrating this incident of this village, is comforting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that look, if the people of Makkah, if your people telling you liar, this is not first time. This kind of claims happen in the past also. Those prophets of mine who came before you, they were also been said liar in this kind of. So don't worry, don't break your heart, and don't give up this mission of prophethood. Qalu Rabbuna ya'lamu inna ilaykum lamursalun. So all the three prophets said, you people are telling us lie, but our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we are truthful. We are really and definitely the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Lord knows with his all knowledge that inna ilaykum lamursalun, that we have been sent down towards you people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invite and to guide you people. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin. And we don't have to force, we cannot force you, or we cannot make you a believer. Our job, our responsibility, our duty is only this much, that we have to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Balagh, tabligh, balagh, reaching out and delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clear cut, mubeen, and brighten and very clear cut. So we are just telling you people, we are the prophets of Allah, we are the messengers of Allah. We came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows best. So our duty is just to deliver and just to inform you people. If you believe or you don't believe, it's up to you people. We have done our job. This is exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look, if these people of Makkah, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shaybah, if they are not listening, if they are not accepting your message, if they are not believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are rejecting tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't have to break your heart. You have done your job. You have delivered the message. So you are my prophet. You are innaka laminal mursalin. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said, Yasin wal Quran hakim, innaka laminal mursalin. You are one of the messengers. As the people used to treat and ill-treat and misbehave with the prophets of mine in past, they are doing same treatment to you, and you have to go through with this kind of thing, but you don't feel in your heart that I am not doing my job. You have done your job, you have passed the message, now I'll take care of them in hereafter. There'll be no blemish on you. You have done your job in a perfect way. Qalu inna tatayyarna bikum. They say, no, we are thinking of you people that you are just playing around and you are not the true messengers of Allah. La illam tantau larjumannakum. If you don't stop, they're threatening now. If you don't stop preaching us, if you don't bother us, if you're going to keep on bothering us and giving the lectures and bayans and inviting towards your Lord, la illam tantau, if you don't stop doing this your job, larjumannakum wa la yamassannakum minna azabun aleem. Then we are going to stone you people. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was stoned in the incident of Taif. So he said, we are going to stone you people. We are going to throw the stone to you people to hurt you, to them, to injure you. وَلَا يَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَزَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And you will get very, very severe punishment, physical assaulting, physical punishment from us. Otherwise, you stop and leave us alone. Don't bother us. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. They said, whatever you people are saying is up to you people. You are the one who are going to be loser. While this conversation is taking place between these three messengers, imagine three messengers together, collectively, trying to preach the people of town, and they all are rejecting. Not a single person among this town accepted Islam at that time. All the efforts of three messengers together was not beneficial, was not fruitful. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that the messengers will fail in their job or in their mission. No. It is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy any nation, He sent down the messenger. And messenger does his job. And when the people of the village or that nation reject and become rebellious, knowingly, after knowing the truth, after knowing the haq, they still don't accept, then Allah's azab, Allah's punishment descend upon them, and they get destroyed, and they get punishment in hereafter. Same thing here happened. All these three messengers were not successful to impress or convince even one single person. Not a single person accepted Islam. It does not mean that these three messengers will fail in their mission. Same thing, you just imagine, just go back. Nuh alayhi salam. How long is preaching period? What? Longest period among all the prophets, 950 years. 950 years, Nuh alayhi salam continuously preaching, inviting nation after nation, progeny after progeny. How many people accepted within this long period of preaching? Only 80 plus. 80 plus people embraced Islam when they board on the ark of Nuh alayhi salam at the time of flood. There were only 80 plus people. Imagine such a long period of preaching, and what was the outcome? What was the result? Was only 82 people accepted. So it doesn't mean Nuh alayhi salam was failure. He failed in his mission. No, he did his tremendous job. And if Hidayat is not in their taqdeer, in their fate, they are going to be loser. So while this discussion was taking place, debate was taking place, one person, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. One person came all the way from the other side of the town, other side of the city. One person came running. Now, who was this again? Allah Ta'ala only said, Rajulun. One person. He did not mention the name. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not mention the name. But later on, the Mufassirin has mentioned that this person who came, his name was Habib Najjar. Habib Najjar, and he was very pious and God-fearing, righteous person. He came running. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Immediately, he was running when he heard that there are three messengers and invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people are not listening to them. So he just came running on his foot, and immediately he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. You must obey these messengers. Your benefit, your success is only lying to obey these messengers. If you don't obey this messenger, you people will be failed, and you will face the consequences after that. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُتَدُونَ. You know, follow these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are not demanding, they are not asking any money, any reward, any return from you. They are doing this job of preaching free of charge. They're not asking any, they are not after money. They are not after any worldly benefit from you people. What's wrong with you people? They are mukhlisin. They are sincere people. If he had some motive behind this preaching, they could have demanded some money or some kind of benefit from you. But they're saying, no, la asalukum ajra, in ajri illa ala Allah. We are not asking any ajar, any reward from you people, any money from you people. Our ajar, our sawab, our reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wahum mutadun. And they are rightly guided people. They are messengers of Allah. Why don't you people obey these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My time is up, inshallah. We'll continue from here. Tomorrow, may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.